Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
848 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Number one question you and I both get asked anytime you meet somebody who listens to the show.
Hey, what's the deal on Lance Allen?
That's the number two question. You answered that wrong.
Oh.
Number one question is obvious. Hey, what time you guys got to get up?
Oh.
Right?
Sorry, I had no idea where you're going. I was like,
That's accurate, though, right? Everybody wants to know what time we get up.
That's true.
Because we're in here super early.
Yep.
I get up at 3:20 a.m.
Okay.
What time do you get up?
I don't sleep.
The man's here always. Fine. Don't share that information.
It's somehow proprietary information.
Okay. Nobody bother asking Eric ever when he gets up.
I could have sworn we were talking about Lance
answer. We are. So, to your point, honestly, it happens to both of us. Like,
yes.
Hey, what's the deal with Lance Allen? Now, Lance, as you know, after nearly 30 years in sports at TMJ4 News, was let go last month. A decision the company made, announced in a bit of surprise by Lance on his social media months ago. But we were together the other day, Eric and I were with Lance at an event, and I asked him if he was open to talking about the situation, sharing that with all of you. So here's what he's up to and how he's left things with TMJ4.
It's kind of an interesting situation where, you know, I'm getting older, like you, so I don't sleep that late. It's not like I'm sleeping in all day. And the second thing is, it's actually been kind of interesting where Badgers Radio Network, IndyCar asked for me to do some stuff. I've had a lot of freelance opportunities. I've had a lot of interesting opportunities. And you know, Vince, like in the media business now, it's so, I don't know if fragmented is the right word, but you can do as much or as little or as much as you like or whatever in certain aspects.
So you definitely want to stay in the sports game. Do you see yourself doing this? Little Badgers, little Packers, if that were to come up, something with the Brewers, if they need something, is this kind of what short term looks like for you?
I think so, Vince. You know, it's one of those situations where now, and you've been around the block a few times, so have I, it's really interesting that now, do you do like the hybrid model? Do you do like basically like a little bit of this, a little bit of that, whatever, or do you work in the business world and then also still dabble in the sports world? There are a lot of different possibilities now and a lot of different mediums and a lot of different platforms.
I know we are blessed to do the work that we've done, and I have a lot of gratitude for that. But man, sometimes it's a tough business, and you got three kids in college.
Yeah.
So, you know, how are you managing the worry and the stress of this sort of new world and knowing that you got big bills?
Vince, we party every night.
We don't even care.
You know, it's like, hey, dad's got no job.
That's not true.
Yeah, we got three kids in college. They all went off to college. Literally, like, August 31st, they're off to college. September 1st, guess what? Dad is technically unemployed. That's reality, you know. But, hey, nobody's there to cry for you. You got to pick yourself up, buy your bootstraps, do what you got to do. And I think I've been blessed enough that there are a number of people in the community who have reached out and said, hey, let's try this. Let's do this. Let's talk about this. And I'm willing to have a conversation. And I think that's really cool. I mean, being invested in the community for 28 years, I'm willing to listen. And I think there's a lot of really good ideas out there.
Certainly didn't end how you would have wanted at Channel 4. What are your feelings having left there, having had a great career but didn't end the way you wanted?
Yeah, I don't think a lot of times it ever ends the way exactly you want it. Would I have liked it to end it differently? Absolutely. But I think overall, I was blessed, Vince, and you know, like a kid that grew up in this state, you know, to work and cover everything basically that you ever wanted. I covered every major event except a World Series, and hopefully that happens at some point.
We got to get that at some point.
And you know, the story is I got there just a little bit before you, and in 1996, I walk in the back door where the old mailroom was, and one of the first people I bump into is Jim Irwin. And the soundtrack of our childhood for you or for me, for kids that grew up in Wisconsin, was Jim Irwin, Bob Uecker, Eddie Doucette. Literally. And so I walked down the hall, and I knew Jim a little bit, but I was literally like Wayne's World. I'm not worthy. He stuck his hand out and said, Lance, they hired you for a reason. You're my peer, not my understudy. And that meant the world to me, you know, to walk into that situation and to work with all of the legends and to be around for a long time. The Hank Stoddards, the Dennis Krauses, the Kevin Hunts, the Jesse Garcias, all the great people who work there. It's just an honor.
So you're not dead. Still around and haven't heard the last from you.
Not yet. So yeah, I'm around. I'm a community guy. Let's have a conversation. I'm serious. I'm open for business. Open for business. Right. I'm ready, willing, and able. Let's put it that way.
Best continued wishes, my friend.
I appreciate that. Anytime, and anytime you need help on anything, you know, Greendale, Franklin, we can all get along, right?
So, you know, that was a Lawn Wars shot.
Oh, okay.
Because he and I continue with the Lawn Wars whatever. He's like, yeah, if you need help on your lawn. From the likes of you, Lance Allen, absolutely not.
I get it now. Okay.
But, I mean, if you ask me to predict, Lance will remain in sports in some capacity. His contacts at all our major teams. He is doing some work with the Badgers, as he indicated.
Yep, yep.
And so probably we'll see him in that way. But right now there's plenty of work to do on a piece-by-piece basis, and is in a good spot. So I appreciate him being willing to share that with everybody. It is 8:53 on Wisconsin's Morning News.